So sometime this afternoon, we're expecting the Illinois Restaurant Association will file a lawsuit that it's preparing on behalf of the 25,000 Illinois restaurants to try to get the courts to rule that they can stay open safely and do that, crack down on the worst offenders, they say, but stay open, allow us to do that, continue to keep our restaurants, you know, open. You saw the Geneva restaurant, Firefox. They were in court, and the court ruled they can stay open, but it only affects them, that one restaurant. So now the Illinois Restaurant Association is trying to file something on behalf of all of them. We'll see how that goes, and maybe check in with them and see what's happening later on the show. But I want to check in with Jim Durkin now, House Minority Leader, because he's got a lot to say on this issue. You've been talking a lot about this, Jim, in fact, and I've seen the recent post here. You were speaking a lot about, in a conference call I think you had there, about the data, and you're looking at the data trying to trace this back to restaurants. And I think that's one of the big questions. I know that the restaurant industry has said, hey, show us the data that traces things back here. The governor has said there are piles of studies that show that restaurants are places where they can be spread. And I just wonder what your overall thoughts on all this, what you know, because you know more than we do.
Well, thank you, Anna, and I can't say that I know more than anybody else, but what I do know is common sense, and I do know that the restaurants months ago were told that will allow you to open your doors, but these are the rules of the game, and the restaurants have been doing everything that they've been told. I walk into a restaurant anywhere in the city of Chicago, in the suburbs, someone's taking my temperature, I have a mask on, everybody who works there has a mask on, tables are spread apart. They're playing by the rules that they were told. Now we're just summarily saying that, you know what, bars and restaurants, you're the cause, so therefore we're going to have to shut down the indoor dining in the restaurants. And I've been, you know what, I just want to make it perfectly clear. I'm not one of these people who is a denier. I believe that the coronavirus is very serious, and we have to continue to be vigilant. I wear a mask. I wash my hands. I do all the things that the scientists and the doctors say you should do. But I know that in this world that I exist with the governor, that we can find a balance that's going to ensure that we will maintain the health and safety of Illinoisans, but at the same time, not destroying by executive order the small businesses, the restaurants that are the mainstay of so many of our communities. And I have, and you know what, I made this point yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to rely upon data, show it to me. The data that I've received, and I'm looking at DuPage County. I live in Cook, but I represent DuPage and part of Will.
Yeah.
The list of causes that the Department of Public Health has given in DuPage County, restaurants don't show up anywhere in the top 10 groups of spreaders. It's just not there. The evidence and the data do not show that there is a problem with restaurants. The mayor of Chicago made that clear yesterday. Now, the Department of Public Health in DuPage said, well, you know what, even though it doesn't show up, it doesn't mean that they're not the cause. I said, well, you know what, if we're living on statistics and we're going by metrics, then show me the evidence. And they just haven't done it. And it's really sad that they are using, and I've used this word before, as a scapegoat during this process. And it's really unfortunate. It's not just the restaurant. It's the community. It's it's the local, you know, the vegetable shop, the fruit shop where you're going to get the, you know, where you purchase your beef. And it's, but think of all these poor men and women who work there who are going to be now for the second time in a year are going to get laid off.
Yeah,
and they have nothing to do with causing this, Anna. That's the problem. It's not the restaurants.
Well, that's the data I think that many have been asking the governor for, and I think he's saying in the coming days, was the quote I heard, that he will be releasing it to show that. Now, obviously, he and the mayor got together in that face-to-face meeting yesterday and got on the same page somehow, even though going into it, they couldn't have seemed farther apart in terms of their views of restaurants being the source of, and also restaurants being something that should close. They certainly weren't on the same page of that. Now, I guess they are. What do you make of that?
I wouldn't go that far. I spoke with the mayor yesterday before I had the press conference, and she was obviously very concerned. She shares the same thoughts that I do, that the governor is not basing this on reliable, independent, objective evidence. And I spoke to her just within the last hour, and she's bitterly disappointed that nothing was resolved, mm-hmm. and that the governor is dug in. You know, what also is that is concerning is that while, you know, the governor says we are not using positivity as a basis for the mitigation, which is basically shutting down our bars and restaurants. He says we're going to use hospitalization. Now, one of the ways they look at hospitalization right now is that they are now showing that anybody who experiences a COVID-like symptom while they are in the hospital during the flu season counts towards that hospitalization. And is that a reliable statistic to use to make a decision that summarily shuts down our restaurants, our small businesses, for the second time in this year? And
Representative, I thought that it was hospital beds used and then ICU beds used, no matter what they're used for. Are you talking about a different?
No, we're talking the same thing, but the thing is, it's not that people are being admitted to hospitals. We're in the flu season right now, Anna. Mm-hmm. People will go to the hospital because they're experiencing bad reactions to a flu. But when someone goes to the hospital and they have, and then the initial analysis is that, you know, they're experiencing COVID-like symptoms, they're using that diagnosis as part of the equation for increasing hospitalization. So, again, the bottom line is that the administration has not been transparent and given us a full briefing on what exactly they are using and what are the metrics they are using to make these decisions. They're making very, very important decisions. And let me remind you, they're doing this on a unilateral basis without the legislative process at all. Again, and I've been, you know, preaching from the highest mountain that, you know what, there's a co-equal branch of government called the legislature that is there for purposes of checks and balances. We should be able to have oversight about what the administration is doing. We're not getting it.
You know, okay, you're a Republican, the governor's a Democrat, and there's no question that you guys don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. Is that fair to say? Is that fair
to say? I would, you know, we disagree on a lot of things, but, you know, I agree with the governor on many things. I'm not a guy. I worked with the governor and I passed a budget with him a year and a half ago and did a capital program. Did a lot of things with him.
Okay.
So I'm not a guy.
I'm leading to this point, though. The point is that I think this issue of the restaurants is apolitical in many respects because it is about the future of small business, their major employers. It's the folks who, you know, they're personally guaranteed on these loans. They put their lives out there. This is like the student loan crisis when you put so much money to your loans and you can't pay them when your business shuts down. You can't pay those loans. And so it isn't like, okay, you can start a new restaurant in a couple months and that'll be okay. It doesn't really work like that. And I think that there's so much caution that needs to be used here in these types of situations. I wonder what you would say about the governor. He says he's looking at this from a pure health standpoint, that this is the right thing to do. And I'm trying to listen to him when he says that.
Well, you know what? I think the governor needs to look to talk to people outside of his administration. He has some good people working for him, but I also think there's a lot of people over there who are kind of trained to say yes to everything. There's another side to this story, and I think the governor needs to recognize of what the impact that this COVID response will have on our economy. We're going to have nothing left if we continue down this road. But I will say this. We had a number of these restaurants. There's, you know, thousands of them in Illinois. A number of them already closed down and not reopening. Some of them just hung on. They're hanging on by a bare thread. But they are playing by the rules in which they were told by health professionals how to operate and also the state of Illinois. And now just operating with just a hammer on them when there's no data to back it up is just, it's just wrong. And I wish there was I'm a voice of the Republican Party. This is a Democrat state. I wish that the Speaker Madigan would recognize this. He represents the city of Chicago. Those restaurants to the left and to the right of him, across the street from him. He has been silent. The president of the Senate, Don Harmon, lives in the suburbs of Chicago. He has been silent. Neither one of them wants to take on the governor. I don't know why. But the fact is, this state is moving in a terrible direction, based on these unilateral decisions that are being made by the executive branch without a co-equal branch of government called the legislature opining and making decisions and being part of this decision-making process.
Yeah, I agree with you on the point that there need to be checks and balances on all systems and, there, you know, and also that there are no perfect answers here. But there aren't. I appreciate hearing from you this afternoon, though, Jim. I just, again, the path forward, it's very troubling no matter what way you look at it, right?
Well, it is, but I just want you to know that I went out and I had Greek food for lunch.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody's supporting our restaurants. That is you're a perfect example of what we need to do here.
And, I will say it was to go.
See? Okay. That's the only way you can do it now, starting at midnight tonight. So that's the way now.
I know. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Durkin.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The Illinois House GOP leader.